The ceremony will be carried on all viewing screens, sir.
Good. There's a call for you from the bridge. Kirk here.
Still no answer from Earth Outpost number 2, Captain. And now number 3's gone silent.
Maintain course to Outpost 4. Keep me informed. Kirk out. Since the days of the first wooden vessels, all shipmasters have had one happy privilege, that of uniting two people in the bonds of matrimony. And so we are gathered here today with you, Angela Martine, and you, Robert Tomlinson, in the sight of your fellows, in accordance with our laws and our many beliefs, so that you may pledge your... Here.
Earth Outpost 4 reports they're under attack. Space vessel, identity unknown.
Pull ahead. All decks, condition red.
All decks, condition red. All decks, condition red.
Space. The final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its 5-year mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Log, stardate 1709.2. Patrolling outposts guarding the neutral zone between planets Romulus and Remus and the rest of the galaxy received emergency call from Outpost 4. The USS Enterprise is moving to investigate and assist.
Outpost 4 reported under attack, sir. Then message terminates.
Verified, Captain.
Our speed is now maximum, sir.
Position 8 minutes from Outpost 4 at this velocity, sir.
Scotty.
I've already talked to my engine room, sir. We'll get more speed out of her.
Did Outpost 4 give anything at all on the attacking vessel, Lieutenant?
No identification, sir.
There can't be much doubt who's attacking, sir.
There's a spark. Put this star sector on our screen. Now show our position. Signal this to all decks, Lieutenant.
All decks standing by, sir.
This is the captain speaking.
In our next action, we can risk neither miscalculation nor error
by any man aboard. Listen carefully. Science officer?
Referring to the map on your screens, you will note beyond the moving position of our vessel, a line of Earth outpost stations. Constructed on asteroids, they monitor the neutral zone established by treaty after the Earth-Romulan conflict of over a century ago.
As you may recall from your histories, conflict was fought by our standards today with primitive atomic weapons and in primitive space vessels,
which allowed no quarter, no captives.
nor was there even ship-to-ship visual communication. Therefore, no human, Romulan, or ally has ever seen the other. Earth believes the Romulans to be warlike, cruel, treacherous. And only the Romulans know what they think of Earth. The treaty, set by subspace radio, established this neutral zone, entry into which by either side would constitute an act of war. The treaty has been unbroken since that time. Captain?
What you do not know and must now be told is that my command orders on this subject are precise and inviolable. No act, no provocation will be considered sufficient reason to violate the zone. We may defend ourselves, but if necessary, to avoid interspace war, both these outposts and this vessel will be considered expendable. Captain out.
We know Outpost 4 has been attacked, sir, so if we intercept Romulans now...
After a whole century, what will a Romulan ship look like, Mr. Stiles? I doubt if they'll radio and identify themselves.
You'll know, sir. They're painted like a giant bird of prey.
I had no idea that history was your specialty.
Family history. There was a Captain Stiles in the Space Service then. Two commanders, several junior officers. All lost in that war, sir.
Their war, Mr. Stiles. Not yours. Don't forget it.
Yes, sir. Outpost 2 coming into sensor range, Captain.
Outpost 2 is the first to go silent, Lieutenant.
Yes, Captain. Then Outpost 3, an hour later.
Sweeping the area of Outpost 2. Sensor reading indefinite. Double-checking Outpost 3. I read dust and debris. Both Earth outposts gone. And the asteroids they were constructed on... pulverized.
Open a channel to our nearest command base. Quarter hour reports on our position and status.
Sir.
All battle stations, Mr. Sulu.
Battle stations. All hands to battle stations. Battle stations. Battle stations. All decks acknowledge. All decks acknowledge, sir. All stations show green.
Energize main phasers, Mr. Stiles. All weapons to full power.
All weapons to full power. Phaser control room.
Energize. Acknowledge.
Phaser control acknowledging. All weapons energizing to full.
Happy wedding day. Almost.
You won't get off my hook this easily. I'm gonna marry you, mister. Battle or phaser weapons notwithstanding.
Well, meanwhile, temporarily at least, I'm still your superior officer. So get with it, mister.
All weapons show ready. Starboard and midship weapons show ready.
Acknowledge. All weapons batteries ready.
Outpost 4 now, 5 minutes away, sir.
And showing on my sensors, Captain. At least it's still there.
Sir, regaining contact with Outpost 4. Switching the speakers.
Outpost 4, do you read me, Enterprise? This is Commander Hansen.
Kirk here. We're minutes away, Hansen. What's your status?
Outpost 2, 3, and 8 are gone. Unknown weapon, completely destroyed, even though we were alerted. Had our deflector shield on maximum, hit by enormous power. First attack blew our deflector shield. If they hit us again with our deflector shield gone... Do you read me, Enterprise?
Confirm what hit you, Hansen. What vessel? Identity?
Space vessel. Only glimpse of...
Can you locate the intruder for us?
Negative. It seems to have disappeared somehow. I have you on my screen now, switching to visual.
Tie us in.
Hide in, sir.
Asteroid, almost solid iron. And even through our deflectors, it did this. Can you see?
Affirmative. Your visual, Hanson. What do you have in the intruder?
No identification. No answer to our challenge. Only a glimpse of... Then he fired something at us. Some form of high-energy plasma. Fantastic power. And then the whole vessel disappeared. But it's out there somewhere. Our sensors show that much. Enterprise. Something coming on our viewing screen. Coming at us fast.
Lock us under your screen.
Switching. Can you see it, Enterprise? Can you see it? Coming visible in the center of my screen.
Do you have phaser capacity? We're still out of range.
Negative. Phaser's gone. Weapons crew's in.
McTallon's won that ship off.
Trying to, sir. They don't acknowledge.
Outpost 4, disintegrated, Captain.
Position of the intruder, Mr. Spock?
Disappeared. Interesting how they became visible for just a moment.
And they opened fire. Perhaps necessary when they use the weapons.
Have a blip on the motion sensor, Captain. Could be the intruder.
Go to full magnification.
Screen is on full mag, sir.
I don't see anything. Can't understand it.
Invisibility is theoretically possible, Captain. The selective bending of light, but the power cost is enormous. They may have solved that problem.
Continuing to challenge, sir. Still no response.
Discontinue. Contact remaining outposts, have them signalless. Any sightings or sensor readings in their area?
Yes, sir.
Lip has changed his heading, Captain. And in a very leisurely maneuver. They may not be aware of us.
Their invisibility screen may work both ways. With that kind of power consumption, they may not be able to see us.
His heading is now 111, Mark 14. The exact heading a Romulan vessel would take, Jim, toward the neutral zone and home.
Parallel course.
Don't you mean interception course, sir?
Negative. You and Mr. Sulu will match course and speed with the object on our sensors. Exactly. Move for move. If he has sensors, I want him to think that we're a reflection. An echo. Under no circumstances are you to cross into the neutral zone without my direct orders.
Acknowledged, sir.
Cancel battle stations. All decks stand by alert.
Cancel battle stations, sir.
Captain. May I respectfully remind the captain what has happened? The Romulans have crossed the neutral zone, attacked our outpost, killed our men.
Mr. Stiles.
Add to that the fact that it was a sneak attack.
Mr. Stiles, are you questioning my orders?
Negative, sir. I'm pointing out that we could have Romulan spies aboard this ship.
I agree, sir. Respectfully recommend all decks maintain security alert.
Very well. All decks, security alert.
Security alert, sir.
Picking up communication, sir. It's from their ship.
Pipe it in.
Sounds like code, sir.
I have a fix on it, Captain. I believe I can lock on it. Get a picture of their bridge.
Put it on the screen.
coming?
Cryptography is working on it, sir.
Give it the spark.
Didn't quite get that, Mr. Smith.
Nothing, sir.
Repeat it.
I was suggesting that Mr. Spark could probably translate it for you, sir.
I assume you're complimenting Mr. Spark on his ability to decode.
I'm not sure, sir.
Well, here's one thing you can be sure of, mister. Leave any bigotry in your quarters. There's no room for it on the bridge. Do I make myself clear?
You do, sir.
Transmission has been cut off. I made a tape of it, sir.
Very well.
Something visual ahead, Captain. At extreme range. He's changing course, sir.
Stay with him, Hill.
Turning, sir.
Go visible, attend the cloaking system.
Consumes much power, Commander, with no enemy to concern
us. That Earth outpost called to an Earth vessel. Now it follows us.
Which neither retreats nor grows nearer. Which turns as we turn. Commander, it is our judgment we run from a reflection.
Perhaps so. But my judgment prevails.
Cloaking system on, sir.
It is good we approach the neutral zone. Not too soon for me to see the stars of home. I know they are following.
If an Earth ship, why does he not attack?
First, study the enemy. Seek weakness. If I were their commander, that is what I would do.
Commander sent for Decius.
A message was dispatched. You've broken the rule of silence.
Only in code, Commander. To inform our praetor of this glorious mission.
Your carelessness might have ended this glorious mission. You're reduced 2 steps in rank. Return to post.
Take care, Commander. He has friends, and friends of his kind mean power, and power is danger.
Danger and I are old companions.
We've seen 100 campaigns together, and still I do not understand you.
I think you do. No need to tell you what happens the moment we reach home with proof of the Earthmen's weakness. And we will have proof. The Earth commander will follow, he must. And when he attacks, we will destroy him. Our gift to the homeland, another war.
If we are the strong, is this not the signal for war?
Must it always be so? How many comrades have we lost in this way?
Our portion, Commander, is obedience.
Obedience? Duty. Death and more death. Soon even enough for the praetor's taste. Centurion. I find myself wishing for destruction before we can return. Worry not. Like you, I'm too well trained in my duty to permit it. Continue evasive maneuvers. Now, back to the first course.
Turning, sir. We're staying with them.
Steady on 111 Mark 14. Back on their original course, Captain. Toward the neutral zone.
What's our position, Navigator?
We'll enter the neutral zone in less than an hour, sir. Assuming, of course, that we don't turn back.
We now have aboard debris from Outpost 4, Captain.
Bring it to the briefing room. Are you ready, gentlemen?
From the Outpost Protective Shield. Cast rhodinium. This is the hardest substance known to our science. Lab theorizes an enveloping energy plasma, forcing an implosion.
Comments?
Obviously, their weaponry is superior to ours, and they have a practical invisibility screen.
You're discussing tactics. Do you realize what this really comes down to? Millions and millions of lives hanging on what this vessel does next.
Or on what this vessel fails to do, Doctor.
Yes, well, gentlemen, the question still remains. Can we engage them with a reasonable possibility of victory?
No question. Their power is simple impulse.
Meaning we can outrun them.
To be used in chasing them or retreating.
Sir. Go ahead, Mr. Stiles. I call this session for opinions.
We have to attack immediately.
Explain.
They're still on our side of the neutral zone. There would be no doubt that they broke the treaty.
Attack without a visible target. How do we aim our phasers?
Aim with sensors. Not accurate, but if we blanket them, we can...
And hope for a lucky shot before they zero in on us.
And if we don't... Once back, they'll report that we saw their weapons and ran.
And if they could report that they destroyed us?
These are Romulans. You run away from them and you guarantee war. They'll be back, not just one ship, but with everything they've got. You know that, Mr. Science Officer. You're the expert in these people. But you've always left out that one point. Why? I'm very interested in why.
Sit down, mister.
I agree. Attack.
Are you suggesting we fight to prevent a fight?
Based on what? Memories of a war over a century ago? On theories about a people we've never even met face to face?
We know what they look like.
Yes, indeed we do, Mr. Stiles. And if the Romulans are an offshoot of my Vulcan blood, and I think this likely, then attack becomes even more imperative.
War is never imperative, Mr. Spock.
It is for them, Doctor. Vulcan, like Earth, had its aggressive, colonizing period. Savage, even by Earth standards. And if the Romulans retain this martial philosophy, then weakness is something we dare not show.
Do you want a galactic war on your conscience?
Captain DeBridge.
This is Uhura, Captain.
What's our position?
Course unchanged, sir. Estimating treaty boundary in 21 minutes.
Are you continuing to broadcast tactical reports?
Affirmative, Captain.
And at this distance?
Approximately 3 hours before receiving a reply to our first message.
Thank you, Lieutenant. Check our course ahead, Mr. Spock.
A comet magnitude 7, dead ahead. And the intruder changing course toward it.
Comet Icarus 4. Composition?
Quite ordinary. An ionized mass, a trail of frozen vapor particles.
And when an object passes through it, even an invisible object...
It leaves a visible trail.
Ah!
Our chance, gentlemen. Prepare to attack. All hands, battle stations. I hope we won't need your services, though.
Amen to that. Taking a big gamble, Jim.
Battle status.
All stations bad, Captain.
Phaser weapons energized. Set for proximity blast.
Intruder now bearing directly for comet's tail.
Plot is exact point of entry, Mr. Stiles.
Computed. On the board, sir.
The moment he begins entering the comet's tail, he becomes visible. End run, gentlemen. We'll swing around the other side and catch him at that moment.
Acknowledged, Captain.
He's maintaining that bearing, Captain.
Let's get him, Mr. Sulu.
how pleasing to the eye it is. Behold a marvel in the darkness.
You spoke of entrapment.
Its many particles will obscure their sensing device, Centurion.
We enter it, Commander.
Once fully obscured, we'll turn suddenly back upon our adversary.
At last, the screen is clear, Commander.
Clear.
Our reflection no longer follows us.
Escape maneuver one, quickly!
Sensor contact.
Steady as she goes. Phaser crews ready?
Phaser crew signal ready, sir.
You'll only be visible for a moment. Stand by.
Sir, nothing in
the last moment. He must
have guessed our move.
Hard to starboard, help.
Hard to starboard. Did exactly what I would have done. I won't underestimate him again. Now, fire blind, lay down a pattern.
Diver's pattern. All phasers fire.
Phaser one?
Fire.
Phaser one, fire.
Two, fire.
Phaser two, fire.
Divert all power to weapons.
Phaser overload. Control circuit burnout.
It'll take time to correct, sir.
Captain, are they surrendering? Pull astern. Emergency warp. We have emergency warp.
Full power, sir. It's still overtaking us.
We can get one phaser working, sir. One shot and detonate it.
Navigation?
Estimate it'll overtake us in 2 minutes, sir.
Phasers, Mr. Spock.
Impossible, Captain.
Feed this to the space recorder and jettison immediately.
Captain, should I continue log entry?
No. Affirmative. Continue log entry.
Yes, sir.
10 seconds to impact. Captain. Dissipating, sir.
It must have a range limit.
Four, three, two, one, impact. Limited range.
Phaser's operational, Captain.
Intruder bearing, 111, Mark 14.
Back to his old course.
You may think we're destroyed, Captain.
I wouldn't make that assumption. I'd
Don't think that Captain will either.
Intruder holding steady. Course 111, Mark 14.
Same as before, Mr. Sulu. Stay with me.
Commander, the reflection returns.
Activate our cloak.
Commander, our fuel runs low.
Quickly.
The Earth vessel? Impossible.
Moves as we move.
Its commander is not one to repeat a mistake.
Neutral zone in 1 minute, Captain.
Do we violate the treaty, Captain?
They did, Doctor.
Once inside, they can claim we did.
A setup. They want war, we furnish the provocation.
We're still on our side, Captain.
Let's get them while we are. Before we enter the neutral zone. Full ahead, Mr. Sulu. Maximum warp.
Ahead, sir. Maximum.
Lasers, stand by.
Sir, at this distance?
We know they're Achilles' heel, Mr. Stiles. Their weapon takes all their energy. They must become visible in order to launch it.
A phaser hit at this distance would be the wildest stroke of luck.
I'm aware of that, Mr. Stiles. Are phasers ready?
Phasers show ready.
Commander!
Evasive action. The Earth ship again.
Seconds to neutral zone, sir.
Lieutenant Uhura, inform command base. In my opinion, no option. On my responsibility, we are proceeding into the neutral zone. Steady as we go, Mr. Sulu. Continue firing.
I will tend to the Centurion.
No need. Centurion is dead.
Why don't we fire, Commander?
No. No, he's shrewd, this starship commander. He tries to make us waste energy. He's estimated we have only enough. It is time. All debris into disposal tubes.
Yes, Commander.
The body of the Centurion, too. Forgive me, my old friend. But I must use all my experience now to get home.
Motion sensor signal stopped.
Ceasefire.
Debris scattering ahead, sir. We've hit him.
Mr. Spock.
Vessel wreckage. Metal molds, conduit, plastiform, and a body, Captain. However? Insufficient mass, sir.
What?
Simple debris. Not a vessel. A trick.
Go to sensor probes.
Nothing, sir. No motion out there at all. We've lost them, Captain.
Captain's log, stardate 1709.6. We are at the neutral zone. Have lost contact with the intruder. No reaction on our motion sensors, but believe the Romulan vessel to be somewhere close by.
With all engines and systems shut down, the Enterprise is also playing the silent waiting game in hope of regaining contact.
Captain, I must make further repairs on the transfer coil. It's giving out again.
All right, Mr. Spock. Work quiet.
Now, 20 full cycles, Commander. Still no sign. I say he's been fooled. He must have gone off.
Shh. He is there. Somewhere. I feel it.
Captain's log, supplemental. Now motionless for 9 hours, 47 minutes.
Can I get you something from the galley, sir? Coffee, at least?
Thank you, Yolo. Bring it to the bridge. I'll be there in a moment.
Yes, sir.
I wish I were in a long sea voyage somewhere. Not too much deck tennis, no frantic dancing, and no responsibility.
Why me?
I look around that bridge. I see the men waiting for me to make the next move. And Bones, what if I'm wrong?
Captain, no. I don't really expect an answer.
But I've got one. Something I seldom say to a customer, Jim. In this galaxy, there's a mathematical probability of 3 million Earth-type planets. And in all of the universe, 3 million galaxies like this. And in all of that, and perhaps more, only one of each of us. Don't destroy the one named Kirk.
Slip under him.
Matter of course. Tell me your answer.
Phasers?
Fire. Phasers? Fire.
Oh, Commander. How?
He's a sorcerer, that one. He reads the thoughts. Fuel supply all but gone, and he stays out of reach.
We are beaten. It'd be true. The Praetor's finest and proudest flagship beaten.
Perhaps we can yet save your Praetor's pride for him.
More debris into the tubes.
Jesus.
We have some of the old-style nuclear warheads aboard.
Yes, Commander, but only for self-destruction.
Place one in with the debris. Proximity fuels.
Yes, Commander, at once.
More wrecking suit. Scanning across our pad.
Please fire. Debris on our scanners.
Analysis, quickly.
Same type as before, sir. Except one metal-cased object.
Helm, hard over. Phasers, fire, point blank. Phasers, fire!
Glorious.
Now we go home.
They are at our mercy. Commander.
I remind you of your duty.
The captain is declared.
McCoy here.
Casualties?
22 so far. Mainly radiation burns, mostly from the ship's outer areas. Could have been much, much worse, Captain.
Thank you, Doctor. Report, Mr. Spock.
Nuclear device of some kind, sir. Our phasers detonated it less than 100 meters away.
Ship damage?
Mainly overloads and circuit burnouts.
Weapon status?
We've only the forward phaser room, Captain.
Fully operable, Scotty?
Yes, sir. But Specialist Tomlinson is manning it alone. No standby crew available.
Sir, my first assignment was in weapons control.
Go. Lieutenant Uhura, take over navigation.
We have engine power now, Captain, if you'd like to move off and make repairs.
No, no. Maybe we can pull them back to our side of the neutral zone. Hold our position. Play dead.
Still no sign of movement.
We've damaged ourselves. The fuel reserve is gone.
And it is our duty to crush the Praetor's enemies.
I do not trust their captain.
We are in the neutral zone. They will not enter. If you refuse, permit me the glory of the kill, Commander.
We will attack.
But on my order.
Damage reports, Mr. Stiles.
Negative.
Will you require any assistance here?
This time we'll handle things without your help, Vulcan.
Tomlinson.
Getting visible.
Forward phasers. Stand by.
Fire. Fire. Niles, can you hear me? Fire. Fire.
Prepare to move in on the Romulan vessel. Ship to ship, Uhura. Put this on the screen.
Hailing frequencies open, sir.
Captain. Standing by to beam your survivors aboard our ship. Prepare to abandon your vessel.
No. No, it's not our way. I regret that we meet in this way. You and I are of a kind. In a different reality, I could have called you friend.
What purpose will it serve to die?
We are creatures of duty, Captain. I have lived my life by it. Just one more duty to perform.
Thank you, Captain.
And you, Mr. Sayles?
I'm alive, sir.
But I wouldn't be. Mr. Spark, he pulled me out of the phaser room. Saved my life. He risked his life, and after I
saved a trained navigator so that he could return to duty. I'm capable of no other feelings in such matters.
How many men did we lose, Bones?
Only one. Tomlinson. The boy who was going to get married this morning. His fiancée's at the chapel now.
We finally received an answer from command base, sir. They say they'll support whatever decision you have to make.
Makes any sense. We both have to know that there was a reason.
I'm all right.
Thank you.